Kimberly Eckert, how are you doing today?
I am so good, Les. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, and we are excited once again. Parenting Moments. Before we do, Kimberly, how are things going down at the center?
They are going so well. You know, I love spring, and people, I can tell their moods are lifted. They're feeling energized, and they're ready for new learning and knowledge. So it's a busy time for us. We're running some book clubs right now, and we're getting ready to support parents in another small group that will be starting in the fall, Raising a Secure Child. So it would be terrific for people to just stay in touch with us, either through our newsletter or our website, and continue to click on the events tab and make sure that you follow up on our book clubs and our parenting classes. And today we're going to talk about knowing one's place. So we've been talking about teaching our children humility based on the work of Sarah Radcliffe. And in this particular one, the example I'd give you is, I'm not an electrician, Les. In fact, any kind of handyman kinds of skills, I am not your girl.
I'm not your guy either, sir.
Yeah. So if we had an electrician come in and do some work and I noticed something sort of strange or unusual or it just wasn't making sense to my brain, it would be really important that I was polite, modest, and tentative in asking my questions of the electrician. So not a pushover, but there is a respectful way to talk about this. So the example could be, excuse me, Mr. Electrician, but is it possible that you forgot to put this connector wire in the socket, or is there something here I don't understand? So since the electrician is the expert in this situation, it's right of me to ask him rather than to tell him. It would be rude and out of place for me to tell him how to do his job. Similarly, we want to teach this concept to our kids, is that their parents are, quote, the expert or the leader of the family. And so when they have questions for their parents, they want to ask rather than tell. So first of all, we as parents still have to be a good model, so we need to make sure that if we want to teach our kids the two rules of ask instead of tell when we're not the expert and speak in a calm tone of voice, we still have to, again, model that and show that to our kids. But with that in place, then what we can do is we can help our kids to learn that important phrase. So this week's homework is it possible? So, Mom, and you've got it all wrong, would not be how we want our kids to react to us, but rather, Mom, is it possible that you made a mistake here? So, again, teaching our kids how to do that tentative, modest question to adults who are in a position of leadership over them.
I think we're going to be doing some role play at my house tonight.
And, you know, in the moment is so valuable. So if your child goes, oh, no, that's wrong. No, I don't want the purple socks or whatever it is that's coming out of their mouth for that day. It's just to say, oh, just a second. Let's try it again using a calm voice and a respectful tone and say, Mom, is it possible for me to have a different color of socks? So, again, I spend a lot of time rephrasing for my daughter how I would like her to speak to me rather than saying, don't talk to me like that. I just simply say, oh, could you try that again? And here's how I'd like it to sound. And more times than not, she's able to stop and repeat what I've said and change or shift her tone. If her emotions get really big, then I need to support her with that first. But a lot of times we can practice right in the moment what speaking respectfully sounds like.
In my house, I can see it already that when my kids grasp this concept, I'm going to hear, Dad, is it possible that you made a mistake only giving me one scoop of ice cream instead of three?
Yes.
Yep.
But how fun, because then you can say to them, I love how you spoke so respectfully to me by asking versus telling me, would you like a second scoop? Right? So again, being able to reinforce that. It's a beautiful opportunity to get our kids, again, just to understand that subtle difference and what a difference it can make in making adults more to feel respected, but it, vice versa, teaching our kids how to do this throughout their lives, including when they become adults and have their own kids.
If you're wondering what on earth are they getting at, this is just one more step towards helping you to raise a humble child. You can get more information, of course, when you talk to anybody at Kimberly Eckert's team at Eckert Center when you go to eckertcenter.com. Well, Kimberly, thanks again for today. Summer right around the corner, and I just wish you the best at your center today.
Thank you. You as well, Les.